Playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Fred and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sports book.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
B-Pod Studios.
God. Toucher and Rich.
Good morning, guys. How's everyone today?
Oh, it's just a day after day of delight.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
I feel like a fool because I just told you, what, bud, not an hour ago, 90 minutes ago, that the sport had come so far, and then we see this. And I will tell you that I spoke to a senior NASCAR official just a few moments ago, and they reiterated that statement. They're going to find who this person is. They're going to eliminate this person from the sport forever because this sport is moving forward. This sport is in a progressive mode. This sport is in a moment where this crap, this despicable crap, is not only not acceptable, but there's just no place for it.
.985 to Sports Hub. We're Toucher and Rich. I don't care for that Marty Smith. The guy was talking there. He's got a faux hawk. He bugs me.
Ah. Is he a faux hawk? I never noticed that.
Yeah, I saw it for the first time in the video. Yeah, I saw him for the first time. He's a little odd. It's a little jarring when you see him at first.
Yeah, yes. and he's like super like funny guy, and it's not funny at all, and it's just nails on the chalkboard, kind of like myself. You know, you can get on people's nerves. Real quick, before we get into this, I do want to take this one phone call. Manny, go ahead.
Hey, what's up, guys? If you guys look up 50 Cent one time in one of Ja Rule's concert, I think he bought like the first three or four rows of his concert so nobody sits on it. It looks empty. Yeah.
See, if I'm Ja Rule, I'm like, hell yeah! Like,
no, you're not.
Thank you for buying these tickets.
No, you're not.
It's money.
No,
it's
you're not happy with that.
Maybe I won't have someone else pay for my hero the next time. You know,
Euro.
Sorry, Euro. I thought my mistake.
Hero is another word for sub.
That's right. That's what Scottie Pippen endorsed when
my
he
fault.
Dunked it.
My
one
fault.
Of the all-time great bad athlete endorsement commercials.
Well, there's many. There's too many to count. All right, so you just heard that Bubba Wallace, he is a black NASCAR driver. He's gotten the Confederate flag banned. Am I wrong? The Confederacy was only around for 4 years, right?
Yeah, but so, you know, I don't know if that's true, but it sounds right. But the one thing that flag didn't go away.
No. But what I'm saying is that out of all the, you know, all the things that happened, why is your heritage something that lasted for 4 years?
Well, just from what I heard for years living down there was that my ancestors fought, you know, down here, and they died in the Civil War, and we are honoring their memory by flying the Confederate flag.
But it was around for 4 years. I mean, you might as well wave a Jimmy Carter flag. I mean, he was only around for 4 years.
Well, so that was around for four
and he's
years.
He's in Atlanta. He's an Atlanta guy.
But then what happened was states put that on their flag.
No, I know, but it's just interesting to me that people identify so much with something that was only around for a little while.
Well, it was the Dukes of Hazzard really put it over the top. You know, all of a sudden, everybody said, you know what? That's pretty cool. The Confederate flag's awesome. You know, General Lee was not a loser. Let's name our cars after it.
I think one of the NASCAR guys has the General Lee.
The actual General Lee, sure, yeah, sure.
I think, and he's willing to sell, so get out your pocketbook.
So what happened this weekend, this was the first race, Talladega, in which they were going to not only allow fans, only 5,000 in a gigantic, Talladega's a super speedway, so it holds over 100,000 people.
You better believe it's super.
It is super duper.
Super kick ass.
Mm-hmm. So there were going to be 5,000 people that were allowed in. On top of that, it was the first event, NASCAR event, since the Confederate flag was banned. And on top of that, Bubba's car this weekend was going to have a Black Lives Matter logo on the hood.
By the way, Dan, am I right that the Confederacy was only around for 4 years?
I was trying to do a little research on that, but...
Civil War lasted 4 years, right?
Yeah, the Civil War lasted 4 years.
Yeah, so yeah. Why do people identify with something that just lasted... You know, you learn to walk when you're one? I mean, it's 4-year-old.
Well, I mean, as I said, I just told you, it's like once you, if you were born in the 70s, actually the 60s, 70s or 80s or anything like that, if you were born in Alabama or Mississippi, you looked up at the flag and I saw.
I understand that, but
Confederate flag.
But it's not to focus your identity around something that was so brief. Is a little odd. And your ancestors died in the Civil War. Who cares?
Existing from 1861.
Do you think they're actually doing well in history, Fred? That they went back and said, it's only 4 years.
I mean, like, people lived in the 1860s to be like, they lived to be like four. What?
It says from 1861 to 1865. Yes.
Yeah. So, like, a big deal. Like, your stupid ancestor died in the Civil War. What do you care? It's all very odd to me. So they're honoring the legacy of someone that they've not only never met, but are about five generations away from having met.
Heritage, not hate, Fred. That's what they say.
Yeah, but it's
heritage.
4 years.
It's also a heritage,
heritage
of hatred, right?
It's like but it's again. Exactly. I can't tell you enough that it's something that existed for 4 years.
Mm-hmm. I think Dinosaurs, the TV show, lasted longer than the Confederacy.
Dinosaur train lid.
Yeah, I think
Alf definitely outlived.
I think the Goldbergs is on season 6, so, I mean, yeah, there's more Jersey Shore. Jersey Shore's been around for, I mean, they had a hiatus, but they've been around for 10 years.
Yeah, no, there's no question. But
my ancestors died in the Civil War. Okay.
Oh, dude,
I have an ancestor that, you know, got hit by a rock because he was walking in a cave.
Well, across the street from the
track. Times.
Well, this was crazy because across the street from the track, once again, only 5,000 people are going to be going to this. But across the street from the track, there was this parade of trucks flying their Confederate flags. In the sky, a plane was rented, which flew a giant banner with a Confederate flag on it that said, "Defund NASCAR." And as I said earlier, that's really confusing because the government, maybe they think in their mind that the government funds NASCAR because that's truly the only thing that they base their lives around. I mean, it's just as important as, you know, paying taxes, as spending money on their tickets at Talladega. But the defund NASCAR, I'm not quite sure what it means,
well,
but that's beside the point.
I gave up when it said the Winston Cup was over. Eric, go ahead.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Hey, what's up?
Hey, one thing that's kind of interesting, I hear you guys talking the Confederacy, and I know it's a sports show, but, you know, quick note on this. You know, you ever heard the cliche, history has been written by the winners?
Mm-hmm.
Well, this is kind of the only time in American history where the losers really kind of dictated the narrative here. They were kind of left to their own devices post-Grant, and this kind of gave them the ability to really kind of write their own history and demonize us in the North. For whatever reason, they've really kind of held on to this.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know why.
Well,
4 years.
Here's why.
I'll tell you why.
I'll tell you exactly why. Is because it went away after the Civil War. It went away totally, but it wasn't really in many places where you could see it. And then when the Civil Rights Movement came around, as a big middle finger to black people, there was a vote to put the Confederate battle emblem, the Confederate flag, onto the state flag of Georgia. And I don't know what Mississippi's thing was, but I know specifically it wasn't on the Georgia flag until the Civil Rights Movement. And that was a direct result as a middle finger. So that's how
fairness,
it came back into the public consciousness.
In fairness, these people had ancestors that died in the Civil War.
They did. They had ancestors
who died.
They
need to be honored all the time. You know, I have several ancestors that died because it was a long time ago.
Right. That is true. That is true.
He was ripped from my great-great-great-great-great-grandfather's hands.
Do you want to know what kind of dummies you're dealing with, Fred? See, here's an interview across the street from NASCAR. Somebody went over there and went to go talk to some of the brain trusts that were in the big Confederate flag parade rally.
Who are they to tell us what flag we can fly?
And turn over all their monuments.
I mean, what lives did it save tearing down some monuments?
That is true.
Now, obviously, you guys got together with the flags. Paraded in front of the Speedway. What do you think this will help you guys or hurt you guys as cause, or do you even care?
They don't care.
They want to take down
the
history.
Won't get no more of my money.
And they want to take down the monuments.
Only racetrack I ever go to is a big and short one.
And instead of it being the land of the free and home of the brave, it'll be land of the slaves and home of the cowards. And you can quote Sean Boggan on that. That's my name.
Whoa, hang on. Did Sean Boggan really put his name on that? Woo! That's a big step for Sean Boggan.
And who is NASCAR to eliminate you bringing the flag in? Well, they're a private business.
They can do what they want.
Yes, it's not a government. I mean, you go to the state house and fly 50,000 Confederate flags.
It's like having a discussion with a guy who was hit in the head with a hammer. Like, like nothing they say makes sense. And I just love it, too. I mean, heritage, not hate. Well, as I was saying earlier, the Nazi flag is heritage. But it's a heritage
it's
of
It's
4 years.
It was 4 years. You know, what is it? So 60. So it's over 200 years ago. Right? No. 150 years ago.
Yeah.
160.
Yes.
160 years ago. Big heritage.
Well, I mean, it's one of those things where when I heard Bubba Watson say that he wanted to get rid of the Confederate flag, you know, I thought, well, that's really gutsy. And I hadn't been there in 15 years. And as I was saying, when I was there, they were all Confederate flags are everywhere. They're everywhere. And I can't stress how much they're everywhere. They're on shirts. They're on hats. People bring them in.
Well, they had relatives that died that they've... gone back.
They did.
They got microfiche from the library and found the Atlanta Gazette from 1860.
There was a guy that they interviewed across the street who was saying he was an immigrant. Or he moved here from Mexico and he was an immigrant. And he said, I don't have any stance. I just know that there's people who want to buy flags and I want to make money. And he was standing out there selling Confederate flags to all these guys. They're like, all right, man, whatever. I don't know if that's quite the best way to make a buck. But either way, he was out there selling the flags.
He's an opportunist. Strike while the iron's hot.
So, but it hasn't changed. I thought that maybe times had changed. But then you see this video. And then, of course, what the awful thing that happened last night where there was a report of a noose found hanging in Bubba's garage stall. Now, the one thing that – I mean, there's no way this guy's going to get away with it because there's cameras everywhere. And it had to be somebody who was allowed access to that area. Like, the only people who could be there are race team members, NASCAR officials, also track workers for the day, as well as security, medical, and safety personnel. But it's off limit to the public, and there are cameras everywhere. And once they find this guy, I mean, he'll never get a job again. And he's like somebody that, I mean, everyone's going to know who he is. They're going to know. And what was his end game in this? Was it to scare him away? Was it to say, yeah, I'm never going to race again? Because that's somebody who obviously is as smart as those dudes out in the parking lot. All it's going to do is empower him and make him feel exactly what's going to happen, which is great news. And it sucks that we haven't gotten past this. But, I mean, the fact that Bubba's got to deal with this morning, dude's got, as I said, he's got guts, man. He is one of my, you got to be rooting for the guy this morning. Because it got rescheduled. It's going to be today now.
Yeah, I can't wait not to watch it. Danny, go ahead.
Hey, yeah, I mean, I served in the military with people from the South, and I served with a kid from Kentucky, and he told me in school they learned that they pretty much had the war won, but because the land in the North wasn't fertile enough to grow crops and enough lives were lost and stuff like that, that they kind of just called it a truce. So I don't think they really know the history behind it at all.
Jesus. The old Civil War ending in a truce.
Oh, my God. Okay.
That seemed to work out well then.
All right.
It's a truce, but you know what? We're going to let you take away slavery, and we're going to let you also
I mean, there was a lot of issues behind the Civil War besides slavery, but
I would say that to try to paint it any other way as that being the main issue.
No, that's
is
the main issue
correct.
Now, but yes. No. At the time, it wasn't the main issue.
At the time, it wasn't the main issue?
No, it was about land. And it was about, it was more about land rights than it was about slavery. But nonetheless, in fact, Abraham Lincoln, I believe, was not incredibly anti-slavery, if I'm recalling my history. I was an American history major.
I was just going to ask, major in college, right?
That's right.
Barry, there it is.
No, slavery was not the main reason for the Civil War, but it came out of it. All right, we will be joined by Jeff Howell. If I'm wrong, I'm wrong, but I seem to recall that from my schooling, which I paid so much attention to. All right, so we'll be right back with Jeff Howe.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, brand new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, and all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. I don't know what you're waiting for. Go to FanDuel.com/Hardy. Make your first bet an automatic win with FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using the promo code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
This is not your conventional sports radio show.
It's become painfully clear.
Toucher and Rich, 98.5, The Sports Hub.
At 5 to Sports Hub, we're Toucher and Rich. Jeff Howe covers the Patriots for The Athletic. He joins us on the Volkswagen Dealers Expert Hotline. Mr. Howe, hello.
Hey, what's going on?
I'm back in the studio, baby. Back in the studio. Living life.
I'm living.
That's right, baby. No more a home for me. From the hours of 6 to 10, I am parked right here. Now, John, we are supposed to leave immediately after the show.
Yes.
Right?
The second the show ends, we're supposed to make sure we're done, like 5 or 6 minutes before the hour, clean everything down, pack it up, and get out of here before the midday show comes in.
So if we, when Rich comes back, we could not even have a meeting after the show.
That's correct. Well, we could.
Why am I here?
That seems to be the question of the morning.
I don't even mind. I just don't know why I had to take a vacation.
Well, I don't know if those two things are connected, but
they are connected. That's exactly what's connected. Is that everyone was in a mad rush to have me come back.
Okay.
All right, Jeff Howe, Joe Tooney. He's gonna stick around. Hey.
I think so. I mean, I thought if they were going to trade him, I would have assumed it would have happened a lot earlier in the process, probably within the first few days of free agency was my assumption. I mean, things could change. A team, you know, when the Eagles lose a guard like they just did last week, you know, that could make them a little more aggressive in pursuit of Tooney. You know, there's probably going to be another injury or two around the league in the summer or in training camp that could change things. But, look, the Patriots don't really want that $14.8 million cap hit on their books, and they would prefer to get an extension done. I don't know how much progress has been made there. But the other thing you got to look at is there's nobody behind him. So if they trade Joe Tooney to somebody, it's got to be for a first or a second round pick. And obviously that's not a reward you're going to reap for at least another year now that the draft is long gone. But looking behind him, I mean, Jermaine Illuminor is the only guy who has ever started a game among their backup interior linemen. And last year, he played more snaps on special teams than he did on offense. So it's not like his starting resume is all that stacked. They drafted three guys who could play the interior on Wenyu from Michigan. Justin Herron is a guard/tackle, and then Dustin Woodard, more of a center. So they've restocked their interior group from a draft perspective, but whoever, if they trade their best offensive lineman at some point before the start of the season, whoever replaces him, unless they, you know, unless they acquire another veteran, whoever replaces him is going to be a total unknown commodity.
All right, so Jeff, baseball has had to clear out their spring training facilities and clean them out. Everyone's going to be doing them back at their home stadiums now. 20-something, 20-plus states have the coronavirus numbers increasing, and now you've got the NFL releasing a statement saying that no more private workouts for the time being. Behind the scenes, how concerned are the NFL with what's going on right now with the country and the numbers for the coronavirus?
Well, they better be a whole lot more concerned than they're conveying publicly. And I understand why they're saying publicly, you know, everything's got to go on schedule, because 6 weeks out from training camp, you have to prepare like things are going to magically turn around, but or at least show that you're preparing for that. I mean, it would be a disaster if you just sat here for 6 weeks assuming everything was going to be, you know, was going to continue to go downhill, and then all of a sudden you're not ready to open. But the backup plans, the contingency plans, I mean, let's be real here. This thing's been going on for 3+ months, at least to the extent where most of the country or a good chunk of the country has been quarantining. And like you just said, there's 20-plus states where the numbers are spiking again. So this thing was allegedly supposed to be killed by the sun in the summer. I mean, everything was supposed to go away if enough people quarantined. That hasn't happened. The numbers are spiking. I mean, let's be real. This thing isn't going to go away just because training camp wants to start up on time. So there's going to have to be a whole host of backup plans. I've seen reports from NFL Network that they're considering really increasing the size of the practice squads and all that stuff. And I mean, that's, you know, those are steps in the right direction, but we've seen how quickly this thing can spread if it goes bad. I mean, you could lose a half a team in about 2 days.
Yeah, so Bert presented a scenario the other day that I had not thought of, because even if you had like a pretty big outbreak, it would be tough with the amount of players they would have on a roster to not be able to put at least enough players on the field. But he said, what if the whole quarterback room got taken out? What if your three quarterbacks all got sick at the same time? Do you see the Patriots bringing in even an extra quarterback, somebody like, does this make the chances even bigger of getting someone like Cam Newton in here or another player because of a scenario like that? And do you see them taking specific precautions to keep each one of those players separate from each other?
Yeah, I would expect, I mean, somebody like Belichick, who's well known for thinking a few steps ahead of everybody, has got to have, especially his quarterback room taken care of. And I mean, we'll see. I think a lot of these meetings that they're supposed to have once things start getting rolling here is they're supposed to be outside, which is going to reduce the likelihood. But still, I mean, you're talking about contact practices, and you know how much more likely this thing can spread when you're projecting your voice. So that's going to happen with contact, with exerting more energy on training camp. I mean, these guys are hitting each other. They're in small pockets. So, you know, you can take these precautions in the meeting room, but, you know, you still got a quarterback sticking his hands underneath a grown man's derriere every time he's touching the football there. So there's only so much.
Yeah, but I haven't gotten it.
This is true. It's not a universal way to stop it. Clearly,
no, putting your hands under a guy's butt doesn't give you it. I can just tell you from my anecdotal information.
Yeah, so look, I think the question, yeah, that's the theory is. So yeah, you're going to sequester, or you're going to quarantine a quarterback just in case, you know, the entire room gets sick on a Saturday and all of a sudden you got to find somebody to start for you on Sunday. Yeah, I mean, that's one of those theories. I think that's the logic behind increasing the size of the practice squad and then maybe even furthering that, having yourself a quarantine squad.
Do you see any players not playing? I mean, are there, I guess here's a better way to phrase that. Are there any players you see on the Patriots having like enough of a, like any kind of immune like a compromise? Are there any star players who might be in a position where it's not in either their best interest or someone in their family's best interest not to play?
Just thinking off the top of my head,
David Andrews.
Yeah, he came back. He had blood clots in his lungs, and certainly you don't want compromised lungs. So I don't know if that makes him higher risk right now. Marcus Cannon is a cancer survivor, so I don't know what that does for his immune system in terms of coronavirus. So those are certainly things that you got to consider.
What kind of cancer did he have? Because, I mean, there's sometimes if you have graft versus host, if you got some sort of transplant, you know, there's that drug that helps that you're on for years, that lowers your immunity. So, I mean, realistically, if that's the case, you could have David Andrews and you could have him as well not playing this season.
I think he had leukemia, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah. Yep.
That's certainly, and then, like you said, you got families with compromised immune systems, and, you know, you certainly don't want to bring it home and get a grandparent sick or a parent sick, because we know what that's done to the death toll. Yeah, I mean, I haven't heard of anybody who has thought about it that far. You know, there's another side of it, too, I was thinking. If you've got, you know, obviously, you got a 53-man roster, 10-man practice squad, up, let's say maybe it even gets up to 12 or 14 or something like that. You got like the 70th guy on the roster, somebody who probably has no chance of getting a job, but, you know, still needs to put that tape out there. He shows up one day, he's got the sniffles. Now, these are football players. These are guys who have played through injuries or hidden injuries their entire careers. This guy's got the sniffles, and all of a sudden it's a week before roster cuts. Is he really going to self-report that? Like, if there's a system in place where these guys get tested, let's say every 3 days, and he got tested the day before, is he going to sit here and say, hey, you know what, I got to get tested, and now I'm going to completely ruin my chance of making the team if this thing becomes positive? But then the other side of that is he all of a sudden puts a huge group of players in jeopardy, and that's another way that this thing could spread. So that's going to be a real tough balance for players, too, because you know something like that is going to happen.
I still can't believe they're not going to test him every day. It just seems like, I mean, that's the only way to make this work is if you test these guys every single day, like the NBA is going to do. I just don't know how you're going to be able to do it without that.
Yeah, I mean, hopefully that's part of it. But we've even seen now that the data is showing, I guess this would go in the face of the theory I just presented, but we've also seen the data is showing that false negatives are happening more likely in the first 4 days that you have the virus. So even daily testing isn't going to be a cure-all.
All right. Well, Jeff Howe, it should be interesting to see how things work out. You can read him on The Athletic. Thank you so much for the time, sir.
Thanks, guys. Have a good one.
All right. Here are the headlines.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every single game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. It's guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Stewart and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using the promo code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
Tab. This This is not your conventional sports radio show.
It's a lot of fun, right? You're having fun.
Dutcher and Rich, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
98.5, the Sports Hub. We're Toucher and Rich, and we are on Twitch. If you go to twitch.com or download the Twitch app, you can see the show. And now there's a little eye candy.
Yes, sir. T's back in studio.
Yeah, little eye candy.
Is viewership up, Nick? We have more people? Yeah? Okay.
Yeah, people came to see the guy with the vitiligo. I mean, you can only imagine. The ladies have been clamoring for this.
Mm-hmm.
So, Fred, has it been 10 weeks? We went back to a date. Was it mid-March, I think, we tried to figure out when you were supposed to go on?
March 11th, apparently.
Oh, yeah, because you were ready to go on vacation, I think, right?
And yes.
Talked out of it by Mike Gorman, which was fantastic.
Right. Yep.
So that was what, March 10th, you said?
11th? 11th was my last day here, so it's been over 3 months.
Wow.
Since I've been back in studio.
Okay.
And I will be out of studio again on Friday. So... what are you going to do?
Got to make way for the part-timer.
That's right, baby.
I mean, seriously.
Some lives are more expendable than others.
Got to make way for the part-timer. He's got to come in. He's got to have a spot.
That's right. Listen, I got no problem with that. No problem on a Friday.
You spent a lot of money for that remote unit. Let's put it to use, you know.
Absolutely. Absolutely. All right, Rich, what's going on?
So this is a good day for a lot of businesses. They are starting phase 2.2, which means that indoor dining can start up along with a bunch of other stuff. Like you can get your nails did. On top of that, you can go and go to a tattoo shop, get your tattoo, a massage. The rules are, I mean, as I said, anyone who's been working at the restaurants through all of this, I salute you because the restrictions and things that you have to go through just to serve a limited amount of tables has been insane. So inside the restaurants now, there's still a million different restrictions that you have to put on there. All tables got to be 6 feet apart. There's still a maximum party size of six. There's no bar seating at this point. On top of that, if you have like a open space, anything that could be considered an area that people could gather, you have to close that off so you don't have any kind of group congregating in one space that just normally would be something that was on the way to the restroom that was open so people could move around. That needs to be closed off. Any customer or any workers, rather, you got to wear face coverings, but customers, while they're sitting at the table, can take them off. But now you've got the servers got to wash their hands every time that they go from one table to the next, or anytime they go back to get their food. I mean, they're constantly washing their hands. I saw a restaurant this weekend that had, you know, with menus, they want disposable menus, but I saw one place do it to where when you got to the restaurant, outside of the restaurant, there was like an enlarged picture of the menu, and they advise you to take a picture of it with your phone, and then you look at your phone and order off your phone when you get to the table. So they didn't have to keep throwing away and printing out stuff. They had to take a picture with that. And so there are people who are like trying to open up their phone while they're ordering their food, and you got to deal with all that. But it's good because it means more people are working and they're able to get money. In a time where, you know, there's unemployment is very high, there is one job that is probably one of the most coveted jobs in all of New England that is looking for somebody, that special person to fill that spot. And that is the Wolfman at Clark's Trading Post up in New Hampshire. They need a new one. Who is the Wolfman? The Wolfman's the old bearded man with an eye patch who rolls in a jalopy when your kids are on a train going through Clark's Trading Post, and he shoots a gun up in the air. When he boards the train, he yells at children until they all yell, "Scram, you old coot!"
And he goes, "My feet don't fail me now."
If you don't know who this gentleman is, this is what he sounds like.
"Hello, pigeon lickers. You know something? I don't like hodags, you flat-landed, marabopping, yellow-belly, long-nosed geezers. What are you doing on my turf? You know what I do with you? I'll take you, and I'll take your hands, and I'll stick you right down those jaws down there. Like how it runs off of flatlanders. And if you ever come with me and double-cross me, you'll become varmint stew, especially kids. Boiled kids with skunk cabbage and rat tail. That's my favorite.
Okay, whose definition of family fun was let's put kids in a train and let some old hobos scream at them?
Well, they're a bunch of, you know what, they're a bunch of pigeon lickers.
I don't know who licks a pigeon,
well,
or what that means.
Dumb people.
he's saying, hey, you dumb pigeon lickers. Now, does he work for them or does he just show up?
See, I, for a while, I just thought he was just the dude that showed up. And, oh, he likes to yell at kids. And then they realized that if he just yelled, scram, you old coot, he'd grow off in his jalopy and fire a shotgun near you. But they're looking. So the old one died. There was a guy who was there for like years. I'm fascinated with this place. Absolutely fascinated that that's like something that for years people would show up at Clark's Trading Post just so they could get their kids yelled at by this guy who looks like he's got several diseases. So he gets onto this train, yells at you. The first dude died a couple years ago, and they hired a new one. I guess that guy didn't work out.
No.
I don't know.
He got lost in the woods.
Yeah.
He got lost. But there is a job opening on their website that's just fantastic. It says, Clark's Bears in Lincoln, New Hampshire is looking to hire a new Wolfman for the 2020 season and beyond. Could this job be for you? Do you have a dramatic side? Do you like the great outdoors? Don't like the typical dress code? Every day is casual Friday for the Wolfman. On the exterior, Wolfman must be scruffy and unkempt, but he must be outgoing and good with people and able to yell at kids. I had that last part. Get paid to chase trains from your woodland territory.
Yeah, and don't no showering, so you don't have to worry about that. The smellier, the better. No use for the toilet, as I would assume defecating yourself is something that they would encourage as well to add to the hobo-like nature of the man. I mean, I like how every day is casual Friday. Like, oh!
But you have to wear, like, a beaver belt.
Yeah.
And a shotgun and an eye patch.
I was thinking about taking this job at Google. But, I mean, if you can wear whatever you want, then I want to be at Clark's Trading Post.
Do I have this wrong? This guy, that's what his gig is to just yell at children, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
He just comes in and yells at guys.
I don't think there's a custodial shift on the back end of that. I think that you just, you go do your thing.
You love the great outdoors because you're just going to be standing outside for 10 hours a day.
Yeah. You want to know? Hey, you want to know who would be perfect for this?
Ammonia is not contagious. Yes.
Hang on. What is that?
Ammonia is not contagious.
What is not contagious?
Ammonia.
We got to get Bird on this. Maybe he would be the next Wolfman.
I don't know. He seems to have a lot of irons in the fire.
Hey, you kids, you need to like stop behaving and stuff. Whatever.
Yeah.
Do whatever.
I think that he's got a lot of irons in the fire. I think that he is. I was actually talking about Bird with my wife.
Oh yeah.
And how great it would be to be Bird.
Blissfully unaware.
Just yeah, like there's no pressure of like a career. There's no, stigma to living at your parents' house into your 40s. It's just
kind of releases a lot of problems.
Yeah, he's just like exists.
Huh.
Like he picks up odd jobs here and there. There's no shame in it. It's actually quite the lifestyle if you think about it.
He's got the old podcast too,
Well, dude, I heard some of your first podcast.
Thank you.
And I don't know where to hear it.
Yeah.
Do we have his podcast?
Yeah.
Oh, we've been playing it. Yeah. It's without the dude though, and dude will not let him use the term.
I know,
Slubanger.
There was court case. There was everything.
Mm-hmm. Wait, he's not allowed to use the term Slubanger?
No.
Didn't we play that for you last week?
No.
He's not allowed to use the term Slubanger.
Did we do it while Fred was on vacation?
Then we replayed it for him last week.
Oh, all right.
Yeah.
They did.
Yes, we did. He's not allowed to use the term Slubanger.
Originally, yes. Fred's giving me the eyes. I think originally you were on vacation, Fred. We did a couple Bird cuts about who we would like to be quarantined with, a couple of other ones, and then we played a little bit for you last week.
He likes Rich. He'd like to be quarantined with Rich.
Did not want to be quarantined with me.
No. Okay.
No, he does not like Dan O'Brien.
He doesn't.
Are we sure the Wolfman isn't just Rock and Roll Mike? It does sound a little bit like Rock and Roll Mike. they're not far off, I don't think.
Rock and Roll Mike is he just does that in Boston. He just does that around Fenway.
I'm rocking it up! Hello, pigeon lickers!
He sounds more like Mikey from the Fens, actually. That's what he sounds like.
That's
more of a, hey, Ron, you taking pictures, I think, situation.
Yeah, that's, and it almost sounds the same, you pigeon lickers.
Hey there, pigeon lickers.
Hey, who's been bad this year? All right.
Yes, sexy is sexy, sexy. Hello, pigeon lickers.
A little bit, like maybe that's him.
Yeah. Maybe that's why we can't find him anymore. And then, you know, because Rich used to go to the Fens back when they were a hotspot for illicit gay sex.
Mm-hmm.
And he would talk to these guys. There'd be dudes roller skating. And just, and then if you jingled your keys, people would pop out of nowhere. They'd pop out.
Oh, yes. Yes. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Oh, we're bad.
Yeah, Mikey, we would show Mikey pictures of people and say what he would. Mikey, not, he, I mean, he was an equal opportunity. He didn't, there was not a lot of guys he didn't find attractive.
True. No, he liked the bigger gentleman.
Yes.
I think it was the thing.
He was a big John Dennis guy. He liked
the, he did like it, yes, he did.
Well, he could be Santa Claus, too. He might be Santa Claus. Mm-hmm. And I'm small enough, I could be his little elf.
That's right, that's the one time where he... He had a, he just started pulling a train whistle.
Yeah.
Where did all the, where have all the cowboys gone? Rob, go ahead.
Yeah, you guys are, you need to know the premise for the Wolfman and what his motivation is.
Okay.
So he's an old hillbilly who lives in the woods, and he's alone out there, and when this train goes through, he's pissed. He doesn't like this train disturbing him and rolling through his area, so he gets mad and chases it. So you need that piece to understand his true character.
Yeah, and so it's
so
like a
he's
method.
Just surprised that all of a sudden there's a train track on his property?
Yes.
I mean, it takes a while to build a train track. You know, I would think that trains would be a normal thing that would be on a train track. So this all of a sudden just is occurring to him.
In New Hampshire, it's infrequent enough. So that it's like a reoccurring nightmare for him.
he's in a constant state of agitation. It's a recurring nightmare.
Correct.
All right, well, listen, now I know how to get... Mikey, what do you think of all that?
Yeah.
What guy would you like to see? Would you like him to be slim, maybe?
I like him big and chubby, too.
Okay, you like
but you notice he said two.
Yeah, two. Now, would you do anything with him?
Oh, I'd take him on a Disney cruise.
You take him on a Disney cruise.
Yes. Sexy is sexy, sexy.
Mm-hmm. Where did he go?
I don't know.
Where did all these people go?
I don't know. Maybe he's in the tub, you
know? Mr. Bubbles in his belly button and blow bubbles.
That was him talking about John Dennett.
Yeah, he would put belly button, bubble, Mr. Bubble in his belly button, yes.
That, for some reason, that's what he saw when he saw the picture. That's what came to mind.
He might just like attack his ass.
Remember, he had a friend named Zack Attack. Hang on,
I know my friend Zack Attack.
And then the chili guy said, "Zack Attack, Zack Attack." Daddy Mouth.
He said Shaq Attack, Shaq Attack, Daddy Mouth.
I was trying to find a correlation between the two.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Yeah, Ron was taking pictures, and I think Zack Attack was just roller skating.
Pitch a tent, maybe eat some squirrel.
He's a big fan of that.
Maybe he is going to be the new one.
Maybe it could be.
Oh, no.
You don't want to be that guy?
Now, what would you get Andy for Christmas?
A candy cane.
That was Andy Gresh.
He liked Gresh, too. He was a big fan of Gresh.
Yeah. I mean, it doesn't take a lot to figure out what kind of men that he liked.
Yeah.
He would just be hanging out in the Fens. You just go to the Fens, and there he was.
Just... I like Dennis. He's kind of cute. He's kind of chubby.
He was a big fan.
Yep. I mean, you used to just be able to walk outside. You could find Indiana Jones guy.
Sounds like he needs a massage.
Yeah, Indiana Jones guy I did not like talking to.
No, he was borderline very dangerous.
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, the Fens. Then they burned down the Fens, and it took away all the fun.
Spoil him. I give him a back rub all day long.
Oh, all right. John, go ahead.
Freddie T, what's up?
What's up, G?
Yeah, I live in the Fenway area. I've been here for like 15 years. And I used to always see Mikey around with like cowboy boots on, like short shorts, like pushing around the weirdest crap. And he always had a crew with him. And then someday he just kind of drifted away. And I think maybe... maybe he had a little too much fun in the fence area and may have caught something.
All right. Well, I don't know about that, but I wish that
he was awesome. He was a good guy. He was a great guy. We loved him. He loved talking. He loved talking to Adolfo. He was a big fan of his.
Well, I, for obvious reasons, but I don't know why there's no one in the fens anymore. Like, there's no illicit gay sex going on in the fens anymore.
I'm not sure if there is.
Yay!
Oh, that was Zach Attack. That's his friend Zach Attack. Yeah. Who was with him. That's right.
Yeah, he just had, like, a reindeer bridle. Like he would wear.
He was the one with the boombox who was hanging out with him.
Yeah. And then, yeah, there was a guy who took pictures. There was Zach Attack with the boombox and the reindeer thing. And then there was his friend that roller skated.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Oh, no.
All right. So we'll be right back.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Fred and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sports book.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline MA.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
There's always a reason for better health, and here's Carlo with his.
My program with Awaken 180 actually started when my daughter was born, and at that time, I was over 300 pounds. I felt I owed it to her to better myself and my family, of course. And I'll never forget, it was my fourth week. I came in, and my goals for that week were not met. And they found the positive in everything. And that was the biggest thing for me. Awaken 180 has provided me confidence, not only in my day-to-day eating, it's my day-to-day role as a father, as a friend. And that's something that for the longest time, I didn't have.
The benefits are endless after losing weight with Awaken 180. Carlo dropped his 84 pounds and he did it in under 4 months. Scale results, life results, with a solution for weight loss online at awaken180weightloss.com.